If I've got a client that defaults once a quarter, then they know what the drill is, and they need to get a letter from me that outlines what's going on and what their deadlines are, and they'll most likely fix it because that's how their case runs. If it's a client that's been in bankruptcy for 3 years and they've never had a notice of default, then that means something's up, and we need to make a full court press effort to get in touch with them and find out what's going on. One thing I do in every case where we get a notice of default is send a letter from me that says, here's what the problem is. You're behind on your Chapter 13 plan payments. Here are the consequences. If you don't fix this, your case is going to get dismissed. And here are your options for dealing with this. If you ever have a situation, well, you will have situations where the case gets dismissed and the debtor calls and says, hey, Mr. French, why'd you let my case get dismissed? It's really nice to have, well, I sent you this letter explaining what happened. But if you ever get in a situation where there's a grievance or you got to contact your professional liability carrier, it is going to be very comforting to be able to have a piece of paper that you sent to the debtor that explains, here's the problem, here are the consequences, here's what you can do to fix it. Then that's going to shape the whole experience of what happened and, you know, why it's not my fault that their case got dismissed. Then I try to get the debtors to come in, and it's, in my practice, very useful if I can get the debtor to come in. The first thing it does is it helps the debtor focus that this is really a serious problem that they need to deal with. Many of these folks have lived their lives in default. They haven't made a mortgage payment on time. Now, they've been paying, but they haven't made one on time in years. The concept that, well, I didn't make my trustee payment on time and something really bad and maybe something that can't be easily reversed is going to happen is really foreign to them. They really don't get that. And having them come in and sit down with me really helps them to focus on that. It also documents, again, the efforts my staff and we're making to try to make this case succeed. And finally, in my experience, it's the most efficient way to develop a plan or a process to be able to get the case fixed. In other words, when they come in to see me, they're focused and they're ready to cooperate and participate. So if I need pay stubs, if I need an amended budget, if I need a declaration, I can get all of that stuff right then, and we don't have to chase them down to get it because they're never more motivated to help me than when they are coming in to see me and sitting in my office. All right, plan payment delinquency. So what are options for dealing with a plan payment delinquency? Well, the first option and the best option is for the debtor to catch the payments up. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. They wouldn't have gotten behind if they really had the option to do that. Another option is what I'm going to call an informal modification. And this is entirely trustee dependent. Every trustee is going to handle this a little bit differently. In the Northern District, we're able to do interlocutory orders, which means the trustee gives the debtor 6 months to catch the payments up. Now, the good about that is that can be done pretty quickly and simply. Sometimes the debtor can even do that on their own. It avoids them paying any additional attorney's fees, and it avoids additional scrutiny by the trustee. The bad part of that, though, is that they only get 6 months. If their plan payment's $300 a month and they're 2 months behind, that's probably a pretty doable deal. But if they're a conduit case and their payment's $2,500 a month and they're 2 months behind, they're not going to be able to come up with that kind of money. So the next option is a plan modification under Section 1329. Now, this is going to require extra work for me and my office, and it's going to require extra cost to the debtor. I can add those fees into the Chapter 13 plan, but here's another practice pointer. If I financed a portion of the fee for the Chapter 13 case, and so I'm getting paid the fee through the Chapter 13 trustee payments, and I'm still waiting on thousands of dollars out of that payment because they've defaulted within the first, 6 months of the plan, I want to be careful about adding additional fees into the plan, because the likelihood of the plan succeeding is not looking great at this point.